A Problem Shared with Tony McGinley on Kerry Today.
Yeah, Tony McGinley with us for Problems here. Tony, good morning to you. Thanks for joining us again this week. We're going to get straight into the queries. Thanks, Tony. We're going to get straight into queries today because we're a bit pushed for time. A query's come in from a listener. Caller has a 20-year-old son. He says inappropriate things, including name-calling her at times. When she confronts him about it, he just shrugs it off. Why would he be coming out with talk like that? Could there be something undiagnosed that would cause such behaviour?
Well, behaviour like that usually indicates something not quite right in the person. Now, it could be just that he has a problem with the mother or whatever. It could be a problem at work. It could be a problem with friends. But, you know, you can't allow that behaviour to carry on. I mean, he at that sort of age, he should be, you know, respecting people. He should be over his, you know, teenage kind of stuff. And, you know, it needs to be called out, you know, full stop, end of story. But also, they're right. There could be some psychological problem. But, you know, again, at that age, you can only suggest to him that he gets it checked out. But you can't force him.
Would there be a question here, Tony, about, like, was he always like this through his teenage years or when he came to 10, 11, 12? Or is this something that has always happened, or is it relatively new, a new development that he started calling names inappropriate things? And you know, was this a recent phenomenon, I suppose, or was this always a problem that she's now saying, I need to do something about?
If there is a pattern going back, then they know there's a psychological, there's some twist or other going on there. But in this case, you know, where somebody's 20 years old and they're behaving inappropriately and you know, making calls at the wrong time or whatever, you know, that needs to be called out full stop, regardless of what the cause is in the individual. So, you know, there's no excuse for it. I mean, if he has a history, fair enough. But then that's a matter of a doctor getting psychological checkout for him.
Yeah, and also I'd imagine that the issue would be, at least in part, how severe does it get? If it continues, you know, and I don't know if this 20-year-old is living with the mother or anything like that, then that becomes a serious situation if he continues on and ignores her requests, because no one deserves to be treated like that, Tony, I suppose. So it can get, even though it's a son-mother relationship, it can get quite serious, that level of, I suppose, abuse, really, is what you're talking about.
Well, even if it isn't abuse, you know, it's still inappropriate and it needs to be called out. You know, turn the phone off or whatever, you know, put it up to him. You know, I'm not talking to you if this goes on. And you know, you have to lay down a certain set of basic behavioural rules, regardless of the individual. And in this case, I would say definitely you have to make those basic rules. But also, you know, if you can talk to him, if there is some sort of real communication, suggest that he talks to his doctor or talks to somebody, because he could be under some sort of, you know, psychological pressure if he's at work or if he's, you know, in his social life or whatever, you know.
That could be causing him to lash out. So important to bear that in mind as well.
Absolutely, yeah.
Yeah, okay. Another query coming in from listener says, I have been trying to lose weight for over 10 years. My New Year's resolutions have lasted less than a month. I'm not grossly overweight, but I've had to upsize my clothing several times. I don't like what's happening to me and I really want to change it. I've tried various diets and exercise plans. Nothing seems to work for long. I lose some weight for a while, but then it all comes back on again. What to do?
Well, weight is not usually it is not a physical problem. It's nearly always linked to the psychology of the individual. And whether it's you know, spending too much time watching the telly and just eating away and that sort of stuff, or whether it's a deeper sort of psychological problem. So if it's not too serious, which this indicates is not that serious, but at the same time, nothing is happening. What needs to happen then is that person needs to look at themselves and say, what's going on with me? Am I connected to the world in the way I should be, or is there something faulty with my thinking and my reactions? So when they have done that, I mean, again, the ideal thing is that they consult a doctor, and if they feel there is a serious problem. But there's simple ways out of this. One is a very simple diet. I mean, I had problem with my weight going back about 15 or 20 years ago now. But, you know, I was putting up too much weight. I was having to buy larger sizes of clothes and that sort of stuff. And I took a serious look at it and myself, number one. But there was a diet at the time which I still am on, which is a timed diet. It's a time-restricted diet, and it's very, very simple. I eat nothing from 6 o'clock or thereabouts in the evening until 10 o'clock the following morning. And I can have, you know, a cup of tea without sugar or milk, or I can have, you know, any non-fattening drink. But that diet has stayed with me now for, I must be 15 years or more on it. And it's kept my weight, regardless of my occasionally breaking out and having a bit of a feast or whatever. It's kept my weight fairly even. And a simple diet like that, which is not complex, you're not sort of, you know, worried about too much. You're just not eating for those hours. The other thing, of course, along with that, you do have to slightly change some of your diet. If you're eating way too much fats and too many sweet things and that sort of stuff, you have to balance that out. But reward yourself then with something. You know, if you are on a no chocolate diet, that you do have a bit of chocolate, you know, a couple of times a week or whatever, at a specific time. And that is a fairly easy diet. Well, as I say, I've been on it, you know, for 15 years or more. And it's fairly easy to maintain once you get into the habit of it. There are, as I said, there always are psychological problems with weight. Weight does not happen simply through overeating. It does in a few cases, but most cases. So if you have something on your mind, if there's something not right in your life, you know, it might be that you don't have enough things to keep you occupied. That's very easily fixed with a few hobbies and that sort of stuff.
Pay attention to the mental as well as the physical side of it. Tony, brilliant stuff as always. Thanks so much, brilliant, for joining us for A Problem Shared.